The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
Welcome back in. I'm Steve Gill with a few final thoughts on today's edition of the Gill Report, brought to you by TennesseeStar.com. I mentioned just a moment ago that the raid by ICE agents in Granger County at that meatpacking plant that rounded up about 100 illegals has caused one state legislator, Jeff Yarborough, a Democrat state senator from Nashville, to propose legislation that would start punishing employers in addition to the employees who work here illegally. It makes a lot of sense to me. If you're going to punish the person working illegally, why wouldn't you punish the company, the people who hire the illegals? They're both breaking the law. And if you had a construction company that wasn't just trying to save money and make bigger profit by hiring illegals for cheaper than they can hire Americans, why would we tolerate that but not tolerate them using substandard materials that would be dangerous in constructing a building? If we're going to tell builders that they have to use valid, legitimate materials, why wouldn't we tell them they have to use valid materials in terms of human labor? And this is sort of what Yarborough's bill will get us to. He proposes legislation that has three main parts, that if you directly or indirectly employ 50 or more undocumented immigrants, it would become a Class E felony if the employer has a reason to know the workers lack authorization to work in this country. If ICE agents detain or deport the workers, then the DA has to launch an investigation into whether any health, safety, tax, employment, or wage laws were violated. And if employers are convicted of knowingly hiring undocumented workers, they have to pay restitution to the state, local government to cover the cost of finding them and lost wages for employees that might not have been employed, that would have been employed if they'd hired legal Americans. Now, one of the things that we could do to help this along is to have E-Verify, where employers could very easily determine whether or not their employees are legal or not. I'm a big proponent of E-Verify, and that will solve most of our illegal immigrant worker problem. But if we start punishing employers for breaking the law, that'll also help a lot as well. Now, I don't think Yarborough, the state senator proposing this legislation, is really wanting to stop illegal immigration. He's just wanting to make it even harder for employers to hire illegals so he can punish employers while at the same time creating sanctuary cities for the illegals. But that doesn't mean the idea is a totally bad one. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. I'm Steve Gill. We'll be right back here again tomorrow, so be sure to join us then. Have a great rest of the day.